Earwig and the Witch by Diana Wynne Jones. Read by Julia Barry. Chapter 1. At St. Morwell's Home for Children, it was the day when people who wanted to be foster parents came to see which children they might want to take home with them. "How boring," Earwig said to her friend Custard. The two of them were lined up in the dining room with the bigger children. Earwig thought this whole afternoon was an utter waste of time. She was perfectly happy at St. Morwald's. She liked the clean smell of polish everywhere and the bright sunny rooms. She liked the people there. This was because everyone, from Mrs. Briggs, the matron, to the newest and smallest children, did exactly what Earwig wanted. If Earwig fancied shepherd's pie for lunch, she could get the cook to make it for her. If she wanted a new red sweater, Mrs. Briggs hurried out and bought it for her. If she wanted to play hide-and-seek in the dark, all the children played, even though some of them were frightened. Earwig was never frightened. She had a very strong personality. There were noises from the playroom next door where the babies and toddlers were lined up too. Earwig could hear people crying out, "Oh, isn't she sweet?" and "Oh, just look at this little one's eyes!" "Disgusting," Earwig muttered. "What cheek!" Earwig liked most of the babies and all the toddlers, but she did not think they were made to be admired. They were people, not dolls. "It's all right for you," her friend Custard said. "Nobody ever chooses you."